Hey, we are in the middle of some very challenging sugyas that appear in the first parak of Pesachim and the end of Chagiga. So yesterday we learned a din from Ula, which we're about to see almost repeated. The din of Ula was that if a person, just repeating outside for a second, Ula had said if a person was ochel shlishi shachulin, a nasal tyros a chuma. So chulin that was treated like chuma, if that chulin, that food that treated like chuma became a shlishi latuma, and someone ate that chuma, so that person now, he's possible from eating chuma, but he's actually able to touch chuma. He can't eat the chuma, but he could touch the chuma. That's what happens when you eat a shlishi of a chulin shenasa al taras chuma. So now we have almost an identical din. The Gemara says, "Laman heyman aleph, amar Rabbi Yonasan, amar Rebbe, ha'ochel shlishi shel chuma." Now this is actual chuma atzma. Instead of a chulin shenasa al chuma, this is actual chuma, but it's the same exact din. Asr lechol umuter liga. You can't eat it. Such a person who eats shlishi of chuma, he now cannot go ahead and eat other chuma, but he may touch it. He doesn't contaminate it. So the Gemara says, how come we need to repeat the same halacha of Rav by this case and the case of Ula on yesterday's daf? To which the Gemara answers, yitzrech de Ula, vitzrech de Rabbi Yonasan. Dima de Ula had be had Ula only, who was talking about again chulin shenasal chuma. Hava amina, I would have thought honey mile bechulin shenasal taras chuma. Only there would we say eating is usur, but touching would be fine. Aval chuma, but actual chuma, I would have thought even benegia is nami usur. Even eating, even touching rather, should be usur by actual chuma. It's yuch the beyonis on that no. One who eats a shlishi of chuma only is disqualified from eating chuma, but he actually may touch chuma, just like chulin shenasa al taros chuma. Now, the Ima of the Rabbi Yonasan, had we only had the din by Rabbi Yonasan, this case of eating chuma itself, I would have thought, Hanimila chuma. This is only true if you eat chuma, are you now possible from eating, if you eat tuma, if you eat shlishi chel chuma, you cannot eat chuma tahora, but maybe, and you are allowed to touch it, but I would have thought of al chulin. Chulin's not nasa al taras chuma, maybe even achila namishari, since it's not actual chuma, maybe if I eat a shlishi of chulin treated like chuma, maybe I should be permitted from eating it as well. Tzrichi that no, one may not eat actual chuma, one's only allowed to touch actual chuma. So, welcome, Adam.
So the halachos of chulin shenase truma is the same as truma, basically.
Exactly,
That's what we're learning.
Exactly. We treat it entirely, there are no differences.
There is absolutely no difference.
Even though one's at their eyes and one's their bottom,
right.
It's treated as such.
Everything is the same.
So the Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here. Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Kami de Rabbi Nachman, I think. And then it says, Yosef Akamar, he said the following din, Ha'ocha Shlishi Shel Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, now we're talking about, not Shum of HaKodesh. So if a person eats a Shlishi of Chulin, by the Chulin that was treated like Kodesh, now it's a third level Tuma, so if one were to eat it, he's actually tahor lechel b'kodesh, which is an interesting distinction. We said above, if you eat truma of chulin shenasel taras truma, then you're actually possible from eating truma. But here by kodesh, which is more severe, it's actually you're tahor from eating the kodesh. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, she'ein lecha davar she'osa revi b'kodesh, ela kodesh mikodesh, mikodesh mikodesh b'vad. When it comes to the world of Kodshim, as opposed to Chuma, the world of Kodshim, only actual Kodesh has the potency to make already a fourth level. Shlishi can make a fourth one puzzle. But if it's just a pretend Kedusha, if it's just Chulin, Shenasa al Taras HaKodesh, that the Gemara never treated that way. To look at Rashi, all the way in the bottom, around eight lines up, Rashi is Kodesh Mekudash, Kodesh Gamor Shekidesh Gufo. Only an item that has actual intrinsic Kedusha has the potency to make a Ochel Shlishi into a puzzle. So what's an example of a Kadosh Gamar? You go on Basar Karbon, V'chalos HaToda, Shenishchat HaZevach HaLeim, U'menachos HaKitcha B'kli. Things that have been infused with intrinsic Kedusha. Avash Shlishi Shakodesh, HaMakudosh B'Kedusha's Peh, Lo. If it was only established by Amakdashit, but I never put it into a Kedusha in a Klishares, or never had any Kedusha Zaguf yet, that does not have the ability. And then certainly, something that's actual Chulin, just simply treated, we just act as if it's Kodesh, certainly that does not have the ability to contaminate or to transport the Tumah to a fourth level. So again, he says that a person who eats Nasal Chulin, Nasal Tarsa Kodesh, it's a Shlishi of a Shlishi of a Chulin, Nasal Tarsa Kodesh, he's actually allowed to go ahead and eat real Kodesh. That's the din.
Wow,
it's different than Chuma. It's backwards. So you would think if Chuma has that ability, to contaminate, but Kodesh does not have the ability. Okay.
And real Kodesh it would be for sure.
Real Kodesh for sure. He said only Mekudesh Kodesh Bavan has that ability.
Because it's Bepe.
Exactly. No, because Beguf.
Meaning Kodesh Beguf. But I'm saying he's just Kodesh. Okay.
Exactly. Right. But this, which is just simply we're pretending it's right. Kodesh, that does not have the ability to pass on to a fourth level. So now the Gemara asks, Masiv Rami Bar Chama Shlishi Sheni LeKodesh V'Ein Sheni LeChuma. So remember, this is going back to the din of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua in yesterday's daf had taught us that if you eat food that Shlishi, so then you actually, if you eat it, you actually become sheni. It goes down. You actually become more tummy. But ein, you don't become sheni vis-a-vis truma. And the Gemara had said, b'chulun shenasa taras truma. So if you eat something that's truma shenasa taras truma, you become sheni. You actually drop down to a more serious, or a higher level, I guess, to a more serious tuma in regards to truma. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amai, why is that the case? Halav kodesh mikudeshu. We said that when it comes to the way a person relates to Kedusha, it's only if you actual, the Tumah source was on an item that was actually Kadosh Mekudosh. But this is Chulin, Shenasa Taras HaChumah, it's pretend. So that should not have the ability to make me who eats it into making, relating to Kedusha in a possible way. How does it have the ability? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Hanach, Lechuma, Shetarasa, Tuma, Yetzal Kodesh. There's not an issue of Kodesh to 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, going up to different levels. It's not about really the source of something that's pretended like Kodesh. This is the world of Truma, meaning we discussed yesterday, if I'm watching over an item, I want to make sure no one tummy touches it. If I'm watching it with the Kavanah that I want to eat it, Ochle Truma, that's not sufficient for me now to use that same clothing or kelim to use for Kodesh. Kodesh requires a higher level of Shmira. So when I only watch it for Truma purposes, it actually automatically becomes Tameh for Kodesh. So what's happening here is, not because the initial source has the potency to travel to Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Nevi, it's because since my initial watching of this item was only for Chuma, that means by definition it wasn't watched for Kodesh, and therefore it always remains at same level Kedusha from the beginning. It's a whole other situation. It can't be compared to the question of Chulin Shinasal Kodesh. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Chulin Shinasal Chuma, which by definition, again, it rules out any possibility of me using it for Kodesh simply because I didn't have the proper Das.
If a regular Yisrael has Das, then it's Truma, and then he eats it,
If a Yisrael is watching an item that will be used for Chuma, for Kohen to use Chuma, let's say, that's, I guess, in essence, the question. Let's say, if I'm a Kohen, I want to preserve my items to make sure they stay Torah for Chuma purposes. And that works if I do the proper Shmira. So you're asking if a Yisrael wants to make sure that his clothing or Kalim are being preserved, that a Kohen could use it. I would imagine it's okay. I don't know for sure, though.
But if that Yisrael eats that Truma, that Chulin that he's watching is Truma, what happens? He's not supposed to eat Truma.
Certainly a Yisrael cannot eat actual Truma. The question is, I don't know the answer, can a Yisrael eat Chulin Shinasal al Taras al Truma? Can he pretend that Chulin is Truma? I don't see why not. I mean, there's no real intrinsic Isser, it's not really Truma. So if he wants, he could play that game and treat it as such. But I'm not sure how it all fits into everything else. I'm not really sure.
So when the Gemara is talking about Chulin Shenasa B'Kedusha Truma, it's basically talking about Kohanim who are training themselves? No, it's actually Israel also, no?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I know we have
the whole thing is to train yourself to be more tougher.
Correct. But it's particular for Truma purposes.
Yeah.
So we have by washing hands. That's why washing hands is for Kohanim.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know. I would imagine that any Israel could probably take upon themselves. But I don't know why they would have to. They're not really training themselves for anything. It's really pointless. Yeah.
No, I guess you want to make sure in those days that nobody touches Truma
for the Kohen. It was different than Netiyas Adam. Netiyas Adam they made across the board. Everyone does this way.
Right.
This is where a person took upon himself for himself.
Right.
There's nothing for him to train for himself. What's his chumra is going to help the other Kohen over there?
Nothing.
So I don't know. It could work. I just don't know. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Minat Tamer, how do we know that something that was watched over for the Taras of Truma becomes Tamei for Kodesh? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Chagiga, which we had referenced yesterday, to Tanan, Big De Am Ha'aretz, Midras Leprushim. The clothing of Am Ha'aretz, we assume an Am Ha'aretz is a Zav, we just assume he's Tamei. So if I now go ahead, something that he sat on, something that he wore, if I, as a parish, as a Tamil Chacham, let's say I touch that item, so now I become tamei. Because the din is anything that a zav sits on, and I touch that chair, I touch that bed, so I become tamei, and my clothing is also are also tamei. So all the big day am haaretz we assume has the ability to make me and my clothing tamei. If let's say a big day prushim, a begadim of a guy who's tahor, so then midras le'ochle chumam. He didn't have the same level of das for Gaidi Chuma. So if I'm a Yisrael, so I'm watching it to make sure I'm keeping everything tahor, so now Kohen comes along, I didn't have in mind for him to eat Chuma, so he actually becomes Tameh for Chuma purposes. And one step further, Big Day Ochle Chuma, the clothing for eating of Chuma, if it was watched for Kohen to eat Chuma, but it wasn't watched for Kodesh, it becomes Midras L'Kodesh, it makes someone Tameh who then wants to go ahead and eat Kodesh. So we see there are different levels of that which is watched for Chuma does not work for Kodesh. This is the source. So Gemara says, wait a second, is this really the source? Amar Rava, Midrasos Kamris, you bring a ride from Midrasos? Shiny Midrasos, that whole world is different. Midrasos, there's a certain Chumrah. The certain Chumrah by if something was preserved for Chuma, it will be Tameh for the world of Kodesh. Why? Because Shema Teishiv Alein Ishtonita, because the husband's, the guy's wife, very likely sat on it. We discussed this yesterday, and Rashi says it's very Mitzuyah, it's very common to happen. So by Midras, is an extra precaution, don't use Midras of a Chuma for Kodesh, because his wife may have sat in that chair, or sat in the clothing, or whatever. But when it comes to about Bipiri, when it comes to fruit, when it comes to the halachas of fruit acting like that which was watched, fruit that was watched for Chuma, we're not going to necessarily say it's going to be Tameh for Kodesh purposes. What's Matuya? What's the likelihood of a guy touching a fruit? A woman neither doesn't touch every single fruit. And therefore, we only have a Chumra that which is preserved for Chuma is Tameh for Kodesh in the world of Midras. But in the world of Peros, we don't have such a Chumra. Just look at Rashi in the top of Amud Beis here. Shema Teshiv Shema Yashva. Perhaps the wife sat on him. Even though the Kohanim who are eating Chuma are very careful that the wives don't sit on the clothing and chairs, Mihu Lagabi Kodesh lo have Yishmir. It's not sufficient Shmir for the Kodesh purposes. The Chashina and Hol Vetuma Matuyhu. Since it's very common that the wife every couple of weeks is Nida, so it's likely she sat in the clothing and we're Machmir. About Bepiri, with regards to fruit that was only watched for Chuma, the Ain Tumasa Matuya. It's not common that someone tummy touches the fruit. Havi shmir shchuma shmir lekodesh lemadinatre. It's protected. The shmir of chuma is sufficient for that which is needed. It satisfies the need for the shmir of kodesh as well. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from the mission chagiga again. That which is watched for chuma won't necessarily make that which is needed for kodesh tuma. To which Rabbi Yitzhak responds back, Bipiri Nami Amar. No, he thinks just like by that which is watched for Chuma is not good enough for Kodesh in the world of Midras, we apply the same chilik by Peros. Something that was watched, Peros that was watched for Chuma is not sufficient Shemira for Kodesh, and therefore it's going to be Tamei.
Peros also not mikabel tuma till they are have hechsher with liquids, right? I mean,
it's only through liquids. Only through liquids.
Yeah. But even if it's truma, it's fine. It doesn't.
Exactly. All food has to come into liquid. Even truma needs to come into contact with liquid first. So now the Gemara asks the question, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we're going to ask back from this question. Rabbi Yitzhak was the one who had said he had this din of. He's the one who said again that shlishi. Does not make shlishi by chulin shenasa al tarsa kodesh doesn't make a person who eats it tameh lekodesh. Only if it's kodesh makudash can it make a revi person tameh or possible from eating true kodesh. So he said, really, is that true? Umi amrin bepiri. Do we say this din now? This chilik between that which is watched for truma is tameh for kodesh. Rahatanan, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Im Amar, if a Amaret says, Ifrashti Latocher Vias Kodesh Neman, Velokam Etamile Chumala Kodesh. If there's a din, the Gemara tells in Chagiga that we trust a Amaret with regards to Kodesh, but not with regards to Chuma. So let's see why. The lach is, if we don't trust the Amaret by Kodesh, when he brings his wine, we say, we don't accept your wine, you probably metame it. What's going to happen is, the Gemara says, he's going to go ahead and build my own Bama. I don't need you guys. I'll build my own Bama. I'll make my own Parduma, and I'll do away with you guys. We didn't want that happening, the Gemara says. So we said that we accept all yayin from a amaretz for kadshim.
For nesachim.
But when it comes to chuma, if he says here's a chuma, we don't trust him because if we don't trust him, he might be insulted, but it's not going to create anything. No damage will happen from that. So in the world of kadshim, yayin and nesachim, we accept his yayin, but in the world of chuma, we don't accept his wine. So let's say he tells us that he has this big vat of chuma wine. and he took a little yayin nesach from Kodesh, yayin nesachim, and he poured it into this vat. So the halacha is, we trust him on the entire chuma, on the entire vat of chuma. So the question becomes, so look what the Gemara says again. Im amar, hifrashti latocha revias kodesh, ne'eman, he said he poured a revias of wine for kodeshim, for nesachim, which we trust him, we ne'eman. He pours it into a big vat of yayin chuma, which we normally don't trust him on. The halacha is, we trust him on everything, even on the chuma that's there, since there's a mixture. V'lo kametamile chuma lekodesh, and we don't say the chuma is going to metame the kodesh. V'i amris, if we really say tarasa chuma he ate a kodesh titma chuma lekodesh, if we really say that which is preserved for chuma is not going to be good enough for kodesh, so chuma always is metame kodesh. So when he pours the yayin kodshim into the vat, shouldn't that chuma now be metame the yayin kodshim? How come suddenly we believe everything together, both the chuma and the kodesh? To which Gemara says, Amar lei, tuma b'chiburin k'amrus? You're telling me arrived from chiburin, meaning we have a mixture of chuma and kodesh together? No, tuma b'chiburin is shiny. It's a different case. We have a migo. The migo, the mehem in a kodesh, mehem in nami a chuma. Once we believe him with respect to the kodesh, we trust him in regards to all yayin kodeshim, but mainly we have to trust him with regards to the chuma because it's all mixed together. But had they been independent of each other, kodeshim we trust him, chuma we don't. But this is unique because it all comes mixed together.
Well, that's what happens to that barrel. He designates a barrel of wine for a quarter of it.
Yeah, I think the way it works is you have to, like, if you want to use yayin for kodeshim, you have to be poda, I believe, redeem the value of yayin to put on other wine, and you transfer it to yayin kodeshim to be used in the base of Mikdash. And the remaining can only eat by a kohen, because it's all the rest of it's shuma with a little bit of achulin inside of it. That's why I would imagine.
So he says I designated part of this to be kodeshim, so now he has to redeem that part.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I think so, yeah. Otherwise, a good point. Otherwise, it's all mim debinu eino batel, so what do you do with it? You can't put it all in the... Very good. Bar now says, Masiv Rav Huna asks the question, is that where we are? Rav Huna asks, Rav Huna Bar Nasan asks, Hasheni Shebechulin Metame Mashkin, when it comes to Sheni level of Chulin, so this is going back now in the din, that again, Rav Yitzhak thinks that Shlishi of Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, one who eats it, is not Pasa from Kodesh. So he asks again, Masiv Rav Huna Bar Nasan, we learn in the Mishnah in Nataros, Hasheni Shebechulin is metame mashkin lechulin. The food makes liquid into a rishon, and also it's posel ochle chuma. It also a rishon of rather sheni of chulin disqualifies a person from eating chuma. Vashlishi, a third level of chulin, is metame mashke kodesh. It has the ability to metame liquids of kodesh. Upos ochle kodesh. It also prevents a person from eating kachim. So this is all. Which chulin are we talking about? Bechulin shenasa al taros HaKodesh. So we see from here that Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, if it's a Shlishi, it actually does have the ability to disqualify a person from eating Kodshim. We said in Amun Aleph, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, if I'm Ochel Shlishi of Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, I am allowed to eat Kodshim. It doesn't disqualify a Revi. But this Mishnah clearly says, a Shlishi of Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh does disqualify me from eating Kodshim. So this is a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. So he answers Tanahi. It's a real machlokas Tanaim, what the din is of Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. The Tani, the Braisa tells us, that the two opinions we're about to see, it's not the two opinions, there are really three opinions we'll see. This only mentions two of them. The third one is the understanding of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara says as follows. The first opinion is that Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, Harein Kechulin. It's Chulin completely. That's an opinion we haven't seen. It's nothing. It doesn't contaminate anything. The second opinion here is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yitzadok Omer Harehein Kichuma. It regards to Chuma only L'tame Shnayim Ulifsol Echad, but the Shlishi does not have the ability. So this opinion, Rabbi Yitzchak, that is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yitzadok, whereby we treat Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh only like Chuma, but not like actual Kodshim. But the Mishnah Taros that we just asked the question from, that's a third opinion that holds that no, Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh is real Kodshim, it's treated like real Kodshim, and does have the ability to even posel Ochle Kodshim. So those are three levels, okay? Good? Okay.
Especially that it makes such a big, so many daffing on something that it was just very few people did.
Right. All right, also, we're going to see these things soon. Now, the rest of the daf goes much quicker, yeah. Question? Same point. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows. Halfway down Amud Beis here, Rabbi Shimon Omer Huchshur B'Shechita. We said in the Mishnah a couple days ago that if you one does a Shechita, so then if no blood came out, so then that food, the meat is not Huchshur. You need to be one of the liquids, Dam being one of them. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Shechita alone is Machshur, the food. That makes it into a Ochel, and now susceptible, it's Huchshur L'tumah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi Omer Haya Rabbi Shimon Shechitaso Machsheres V'lo Dam. Only the shechita has the ability to machshir, but the dam doesn't. Meaning, even if there was blood that was there, the blood doesn't is not machshir. If you take a look at Rashi here, Rashi is below dam, v'nafkamina deilu nafal dam shechita al zroim. Let's say you're cutting your shechli and over fruit or seeds, it's a low huchshir. Even though there's dam there, that doesn't work. The low mikri dam shechita machshke. Not all dam, not all blood has the ability to make something machshir. Only certain blood. All water does, but has to be v'chayutan. All milk, well, not all milk, mechal, maybe not. But let's say all honey, all dew. But when it comes to dam, all blood has the ability to make something huchshir. So what Rabbi Shimon is telling us here is, only shechita has the ability to make food in it, but the blood that comes from the shechita, that's not machshir anything, let alone the animal. The animal that's been shechted doesn't need the dam, because the shechita already was machshir. But even that blood falls onto others' run, that dam does not have the din of being machshir food.
Only dam shebehema shenerga
belo shechita. Yeah, we're going to see that's the sugya. Gemara's going to go through that now, exactly. So Gemara says, Lema Mesaile, let's say the support Rabbi Shimon, Omer, huchshar b'shechita, that Rabbi Shimon says that the shechita is machshir something, mailav b'shechita v'lo b'dam, doesn't that imply that only shechita is machshir, but the blood of shechita doesn't have the ability to machshir anything? And the Gemara says, no, lo, af b'shechita, there is no raya. You could say Rabbi Shimon says, not only is dam machshir, but even the shechita alone is sufficient. So there is no raya how to categorize dam shechita as a machshir, not a machshir. Gemara brings another raya, tashma. Amar len Rabbi Shimon, v'chi adam machshir, Rabbi Shimon says, is the blood machshir? V'alo shechita machshir, it's all about the shechita, not about the dam. Achi kamar, len. V'chi dam bilvan machshir, his question is the blood the only thing that's machshir? No, af shechita nami machsheres. So we could also tweak that statement of Rabbi Shimon to imply that even the blood has the ability to machshir. So no raya from either of those two brises. Tashma, another statement in Rabbi Shimon's name. Rabbi Shimon Omer, dam hames eino machshir. The blood of a dead something. Rashi says a dead animal. Tosis argues that it's a dead person. So blood of a mace does not have the ability to be machshir something. My lav hadam shechita machshir. Only if the animal died. If it was a nisnablet, just dropped dead, only that type of dam is it going to be not mukhshir, but implying that dam shechita is machshir. Where it says, no, lo, hadam chalal machshir. If it's Rashi, dam chalal is sheneherga. Meaning what? If the animal dropped on its own, dropped dead, mesim elav, that's not machshir. If the animal was nerga, if it was killed, that dam is machshir. Aval dam shechita mai, lo machshir. But how do you categorize shechita? Shechita didn't drop dead, but it also wasn't killed. We don't call shechita hariga. It's not a murder. It's a new category. So how do you define that? So the Gemara initially says it must be shechita's lo machshir. It doesn't machshir. So the Gemara says, so then if that's the case, lishma'inan dam shechita, maybe we should have taught the Mishnah clearly, dam shechita doesn't have the ability machshir, v'kol shekein dam hames, because shechita, it's more likely to think dam shechita is machshir, because the Gemara, as we'll see shortly, compares dam shechita pasuk. Exactly, dam shechita is compared to water. So maybe you would think dam shechita should be like water and machshir. It's not. So teach the chiddush that even dam shechita is not machshir. Certainly dam hariga isn't machshir either. So why didn't it teach this way? Certainly dam hames is a machshir rather. So the Gemara says itzrich like sakadat chamina dam hames. You need to teach me because malikatla ihu malikatla malach hamavas. So if we're saying that the animal died on its dam chalalim, if it died through being killed. So, and that's machshir. So shouldn't we say then that dam meis also? Who cares how the animal died? Whether it's through mal hamavis naturally, meisa meilav, or whether some animal or some person had killed it. It shouldn't be a distinction. Both of them should be equally machshir. Kamash v'lan that no, dam hameis, if the mal hamavis killed the animal, the dam is not machshir. So right now we have dam chalolim is machshir, dam hameis is not machshir, and shechita, we're still not sure about dam shechita.
So dam hames is somebody, an animal, when a person who just dies by, let's say, heart attack or something like that.
Dam hames.
Meaning, if another animal kills the other, one animal kills the other one, that's not galui mes, that's galui hariga.
So I'm not sure. I don't know if it is. It could be. I get me probably right actually. You're probably right. It's a question the Gemara talks about Metzia. Uh-huh. Do we view Chayos Raos as being Bidei Shemayim or not?
Or not.
So that might be that question. The Gemara goes back and forth. I don't remember how we used to.
Because that's most of the case when an animal dies. Is that an animal kills
right,
that's
true.
Or...
Could be Nerga. Could be.
It's
unless it's an Adam.
Here is natural causes. Uh-huh. Being
natural causes.
Natural.
But the Gemara does talk about Bamitsi about it could be that Chayos Raos are considered natural. The Gemara goes back and forth. I don't remember how it concludes. Uh-huh. But it could be maybe if a person hunts it down, shoots it with an arrow, that's also Nerga. Right. So I don't know. Oh, but it could be. Okay, I don't know. Then the Gemara says, Toshma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dam Megavaso, which is from a wound. If there's a blood from a wound, Eina Machshir, does not have the ability of Machshir. That type of Dam doesn't work. My love, is it not telling me, Ha Dam Shchita Machshir, but the blood of Shchita would be Machshir? Lo, Ha Dam Chalal Machshir, only if the animal was killed, is it going to be Machshir, Val Dam Shchita, Lo, My, Lo. Machshir doesn't, Dam Shchita doesn't, it's not Machshir. So then the Gemara says, "Lishma'in and dam shchita v'kol shkein dam magavaso." If when the animal shechted, that blood dam shchita isn't machshir, so certainly a blood of a little cut on the animal is not going to be machshir either. And Gemara says, "No, dam magavaso itzrechle." We had to teach a chiddush about the blood of a wound. How so? Sankadai techamina would have thought, "Mali katla kula, mali katla palga." Who cares whether you kill the animal entirely or killed it a little bit, which means just like a little cut. That's considered a half killing an animal. Maybe there shouldn't be a distinction, and just like dam chalolim is machshir, maybe dam magavasa should also be machshir. Kamashal, no, cutting cut of a wound is meaningless. So now the Gemara says, now putting everything together, the last few lines of the Amud here, ma'ishna dam chalolim de machshir. What's unique about the blood of an animal killed that's machshir? The chesiv it says in the pasuk, it says b'dam chalolim yishte, that the blood of a carcass is drunk. So we see that yish has a din of mashke to it, has the ability of one mishra mashke. So dam shchita, not miksev al haaretz tishbichenu kamayim, it's treated like water. Or it says, no, the comparison of dam shchita to kamayim is for a different din. Hahu, lemishre daman de psule mukdashim b'hanahud asa. To tell me, if you have a psule mukdashim, what's psule mukdashim? If you have an animal, that was makdash, a cow, a very nice cow that's tamim. I makdash it, then the animal, let's say, loses a leg. It's now a balmum. It's called psule mukdashim. Now, psule mukdashim, you can't get hana. You can't do giza v'avoda. You can't shear it, and you can't have it work for you. You can't have it plow for you. So it's called psule mukdashim. It's aser b'hana. You have to redeem the money and to buy another animal. So Gemara says that maybe just like you can't do giza v'avoda, maybe you shouldn't be able to use the blood either for hana. They used to use blood as fertilizer, so maybe you can't use the blood either. So the Gemara says, no, sak dai techamina, I would have thought going on to Lamed Vav, a whole of it, asir begiz vavoda, daman li baik, where maybe you should have to bury the blood as well and not get hana. Kamash Blum from the Pasuk tells me that tishbechenu kamayim, that the dam of the psalm of Dashim is mutter, just like water is mutter, and doesn't have anything to do with categorizing it as one of the Shiva mashkim. Okay, we'll stop here.
So the maskan is only neherka is
not sure.
Exactly.